have something special planned for tonight. Do you trust me?
You know I do,
Ella answered, which earned her a knee-buckling kiss. Vanessa pulled away, wearing a dangerous smile. Strip, she commanded, her tongue caressing the word seductively. For half a second, Ella stood in shock, then quickly started ripping off her clothes. Meanwhile, Vanessa informed her of the evening's plans. At least, some of them. Ella would be tied to a rocking ottoman in such a way as to leave her fully accessible to Vanessa's pleasure. How does that sound? Vanessa asked. Ella realized she had frozen somewhere along the way, with her bra hanging half off. She eyed the item in Vanessa's hands, while Vanessa, noting Ella's expression, followed her girlfriend's line of sight to the bright pink strap-on dildo. That's why I'm tying you to the ottoman, she gave a mischievous laugh. I'm going to fuck you till you scream for mercy. Have a problem with that?
Hell no, Ella exclaimed. Damn it, you're hot.
Why, thank you. Now strip already. It took several minutes for Vanessa to get Ella positioned according to her plans. But she took her time, repeatedly pausing to tease her with kisses and nibbles along sensitive parts of her body, or to suck her butted nipples until Ella was gasping for air. When Vanessa was finished, her girlfriend, with her torso belted firmly to the ottoman, hands lashed via cuffs to a second set of cuffs on her ankles, and knees pulled up and outward by a length of rope threaded through the base of the unit, was indeed defenseless, vulnerable, and open to any naughty thing that Vanessa desired. Bound in this manner, Ella watched with delicious anticipation as Vanessa slowly stripped and slipped the strap-on harness over her long, shapely legs. Already she was trembling, her vulva swollen with need, wet and gaping to be filled.
Please take me,
she pleaded when Vanessa, fitted with the tantalizing device, stood silently over her, gazing with evident lust and tenderness. Don't worry, Vanessa whispered. I will. I hope this night is everything you've hoped for. There was a strange quality to her voice as she spoke, an uncertainty to her features that Ella barely registered, distracted as she was. But first, Vanessa murmured, and quickly wrapped a blindfold around Ella's head, completely blocking her vision. Are you okay? She asked quietly.
Yes.
Ella breathed excitedly, her nostrils flaring when she caught a whiff of her lover's perfume. Vanessa stroked her hand lovingly down Ella's stomach.
If at any time you are in pain, or if you get frightened, just say your safe word, okay? If you say it, then everything will stop and I'll untie you. I won't stop if you yell stop or no or don't. I'll just keep going. Understand?
Yes, Ella gasped. What's your safe word?
Unicorn.
Good girl. Unicorn. And that makes everything stop. So don't use it unless you absolutely have to, all right?
Yes. Now please, please.
Ella wiggled as much as her bonds allowed, which was very little, and whimpered. Vanessa gave a husky laugh before suddenly pinching Ella's nipples into hard peaks. Ella squealed in surprise, her cry quickly turning to a groan. "I want you to focus entirely on what you're feeling," said Vanessa. "So I'm going to put these in your ears, okay?" "Mm-hmm," Ella mumbled. Vanessa pressed the earbuds into Ella's ears and pressed play. She had been careful to check the volume earlier. Then she took time to check all of Ella's bonds, making certain her circulation remained unrestricted, running her fingers over her bound lover's body and delighting in the feel of her skin and the little whimpers and moans she made. Vanessa's heart fluttered nervously. A reminder that she may have made a mistake setting up this evening. She fervently hoped that was not the case, but she was in too deep to stop now. Her ever-punctual boyfriend John would be here any minute. All that was left was to enjoy herself until he arrived, and hope for the best when he did. She was certain, thanks to a long-ago drunken game of truth or dare, that her girlfriend harbored fantasies of a threesome. As well, she was pretty sure that both John and Ella found each other attractive, while Vanessa herself was undoubtedly turned on at the idea of the three of them together. A more cautious, prudent person might have brought the possibility up for discussion, but Vanessa had never been one for discussion or caution. She was more of a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants-and-see-where-you-land kind of girl. Still, even for her, this night was a bit of a leap. But if she were correct in her assumptions, this would be a night to remember. Focused on that happy thought, Vanessa moved to the end of the ottoman, where she proceeded to tease Ella's clit and swirl the head of the dildo in the juices of her wet and ruddy pussy. After smearing more of the ample fluid over the silicone shaft, she pushed the ottoman forward and slowly eased the tip of the dildo past Ella's swollen lips. Ella moaned, a barely coherent whisper. "More. More. Please." Happy to oblige, Vanessa yanked the ottoman back in a swift motion so that Ella suddenly found herself skewered firmly upon the exquisite device of torture and cried aloud in ecstasy. This is the scene John met when he rushed through the door. Having confusedly assumed that Vanessa had somehow hurt herself and cried out in pain, he had rushed to her aid, only to meet the startling sight of his girlfriend, nude, ruthlessly fucking another entirely naked woman who was tied to some sort of rocking footstool. He quickly concluded that it was a bound, blindfolded woman who had cried out, and, judging by the looks of it, in pleasure rather than pain. Completely blindsided by the bizarre situation, John found himself assaulted by a barrage of contradictory thoughts and sensations. First, there was the purely primal reaction to walking in on such a scene. Naturally, he was aroused, and his cock was more than willing to rise to the occasion of not one, but two naked and undeniably sexy women. Then, there was a brief flash of anger, urging him to yank Vanessa to the side and lay claim to his territory. But he immediately rejected this notion as nothing more than blind jealousy that would only serve to make him look like a macho dumbass. Now, had he walked in on Vanessa being fucked by another man, then violence would definitely have ranked higher on the reaction docket. But walking in on her with another woman had a decidedly different flavor. It was upon examining this other woman more closely that John experienced his second tremendous shock of the evening,
as if walking in on Vanessa pounding some panting woman into oblivion was not enough.
Ella?
He blurted.
She can't hear you, Vanessa responded. As she spoke, she continued to rock the ottoman to and fro, while Ella purred away, entirely oblivious to his presence. Vanessa's green eyes followed him closely, attempting to gauge his reaction. Then Ella whimpered, and Vanessa looked at her, stroking her blindfolded friend's heaving breast in an unmistakably tender fashion. It was an action that spoke of familiarity, of many previous similar acts.
"Want to play with her?"
Vanessa offered, with a knowing smile, her eyes dipped to the obvious bulge in his pants. While John may have been a little confused and uncertain, his dick had no such qualms. Still, he ignored the demanding organ for a moment and studied his crazy, beautiful girlfriend. Vanessa's playful, wild side was part of what had attracted him to her. It wasn't that surprising to discover she had a girlfriend on the side. Though it was pleasantly surprising to find that this girlfriend was the outwardly conservative Ella, who, if he had been offered a chance to pick, would have been his first choice for the third playmate in a threesome. The important thing to ascertain here was whether Vanessa had really thought this through, what she was okay with happening, and to be sure that Ella was comfortable with the same. For John's part, he was certain he was willing.
"Well?" Vanessa asked, a little more uncertainly.
"Are you sure you want this?" he asked.
Yeah, she replied, as if it were a silly question.
"And what exactly is it that you want? Do you want me to have sex with her?" She shrugged, kind of flippantly.
"If you want."
"Are you sure? Think before you answer, babe." Going for brutal honesty, he pressed her further. "Do you really want to watch me put my cock in Ella's cunt and fuck her till she comes?" Vanessa's eyes widened, and she froze long enough that Ella began to whimper at the lack of attention. John stretched out a foot to gently push the glider into action, while Vanessa looked at him, her head tilted to one side in thought, then gazed at Ella for a moment. "Yeah," she said, smiling as she tweaked one of Ella's nipples. "I'm cool with that." John nodded, then gestured to Ella. "And what does Ella want?" Vanessa bit her lip uncertainly.
"You'll have to ask her, but I think she's pretty cool with whatever."
"Vanessa!"
John exclaimed.
"Do you mean to tell me that you lashed your girlfriend to a piece of furniture and arranged this entire evening without discussing it with her or me beforehand?"
Yes?
John didn't know whether to laugh, or yell, or just to fuck her lovely brains out. But about that time, Ella seemed to notice that something was going on.
"Vanessa?"
she voiced hesitantly. And Vanessa answered by renewing her lapsed attention on Ella's clit.
"She wants you, John. I know she does."
"You know?"
she sighed uncomfortably. "Okay, I think."
John shook his head, troubled by her lack of forethought. One of these days she could barrel into something truly dangerous, and he might not be around to keep her safe or to ask her to stop to think.
God, she was gorgeous, though. And more than exciting, she was invigorating, infectious.
Like her mere presence gave life to the people around her and washed the world in brilliant colors. He was beginning to consider the very real possibility that he was completely head over heels in love with her.
In fact, the only thing that kept him from absolute certainty on the matter involved the woman currently bound to a footstool. Shortly after Vanessa introduced him to Ella, John had begun struggling with an attraction to the smaller, raven-haired woman. She had a quiet intelligence that was immediately entrancing, as well as an inspiring devotion to her friends and family. While Vanessa infused the world with color, Ella gave it order, bringing the most important things to focus. They were an irresistible dynamic duo. Vanessa, tall and lithe, with emerald green eyes and brilliant red hair, as loud and vivacious as her personality. And Ella, petite, with lush curves, hair black as midnight, and thoughtful pale blue eyes. His confusing emotions with regards to the two women had cost him a great deal of sleep. He was serious in his relationship with Vanessa, and he had never been the sort to flirt with a woman's friends. Yet, try as he might, the attraction he felt for Ella refused to go away. Now, here was Vanessa, a vision of Aphrodite, offering up Ella like some exquisite sacrifice to the god of debauchery and wet dreams. This could end horribly. He could lose them both. But if he walked away now, it would haunt him for the rest of his life. "All right," he conceded. "I'll ask her. But I am not pleased with how you've handled this." "Ha!" Vanessa challenged, shaking her breasts in an appealing manner. Her lips jutted in a mock pout. "What are you going to do? Spank me for suggesting a ménage à trois?" John swept her body with an overtly carnal look and smiled. "That, love, is an excellent notion." He suppressed the urge to laugh at the startled look on her face. It was high time she learned a lesson on speaking, or tying people to furniture, without thinking first. Before she recovered enough to respond, he said, "Stop playing for a minute, please, and back up. I don't want Ella to freak out the moment I touch her." Vanessa backed away, and John carefully removed the earbuds from Ella's ears.
Are we done?" asked Ella, confused and disappointed.
Then the blindfold fell away. She squeaked, unable to form a coherent sentence when suddenly confronted by the sight of John standing over her. Vanessa stood at his side, alternately biting her lip and attempting to smile. Hot with embarrassed shame, Ella realized that John must have walked in on them, and her mind ran through a frantic list of questions. What must he be thinking? Was he going to leave Vanessa? Would she, Ella, never see him again? Then he smiled softly and said, "That depends on you, sweetheart. Do you want to continue?" Her breath caught in her throat. Surely she was hearing things, or maybe she was dreaming. This simply could not be real. John seemed to realize her confusion, a gleam lighting his eyes. "Our oversexed friend here," he gestured to Vanessa, who huffed a little breath and flashed him an offended look. "Babe," he addressed her with an amused expression, "you are in no position to deny such allegations." Her lips twitched into a sheepish grin, and she laughed. "I suppose you're right." Giving the tip of Vanessa's nose an affectionate tap, John turned back to a supremely confused Ella. "I'll cut straight to the point, Ella. Vanessa and I would like to have sex with you. Are you interested?" Ella blinked, glanced at Vanessa for reassurance, and received an encouraging nod. Then she looked into John's eyes, and saw that he wanted her.
"Yes," she answered, breathless.
John sought to clarify. "Then you are comfortable with the idea of having sex with me?"
"Yes,"
she responded. He questioned further. "Oral? Vaginal? Anal?"
"Yes, yes, yes," she replied, her voice deep and husky.
Warmed further to the evening's erotic turn of events, John gave a small laugh and leered wildly, inciting their flirtatious giggles.
"Choices, choices."
He wrapped an arm around Vanessa's slender waist and drew her into a kiss, while proceeding to fondle Ella's breasts with his other hand. With both women panting for more, he pushed Vanessa away and grinned. "Go play with your girlfriend while I get these clothes off." Vanessa flew eagerly into action, while Ella watched John with quiet longing. Even as she sighed in pleasure at the feel of Vanessa's tongue lapping greedily at her clit, she watched him. John found her evident delight in watching him immensely exciting, so that he struggled between the desire to draw out her pleasure as long as possible and the desire to rip off his clothes in his haste to enter her waiting mouth. Inevitably, he settled somewhere in between, and it was not long before he was kneeling at her head, ready for action. As John positioned himself, tilting Ella's head backward until her mouth lay at a good angle to receive him, Vanessa made a final luxurious pass over Ella's pussy lips and began to swirl the tip of the strap-on around her quivering entrance. She flashed him a conspiratorial grin and held up a hand, palm out, mouthing the words, "Tease her." John chuckled, shaking his head again at the amazing oddity of the situation, then tipped his head in agreement. Ella moaned, her tongue darting out for a taste of John's flesh. Slowly, ever so slowly, he eased forward until she held just his velvety head between her moistened lips. She shuddered at the sensations they created. Vanessa torturing her throbbing cunt, thrusting in and out with nothing but the tip of the cursed dildo, while John frustrated her further by denying her the pleasure of taking his entire length. Though she whimpered and whined in delicious agony, they refused to fill her. She yanked at her bonds, trying to set the glider into motion, and John grasped her to hold her still. Then he set to teasing her, drawing lines around her nipples and pinching them, while Vanessa assaulted her clit in a likewise manner. Yet still they would not fill her, offering only the maddening assurance of the possibility. Very soon, Ella was spinning out of control, her entire world tipping on edge, with every muscle in her body straining for release, her entire being consumed with a desire to be impaled upon the elusive shafts that taunted her raging body. Her clit pulsed with her every heartbeat. Her swollen breasts throbbed to the same rhythm, and her breathing grew ragged as heat built from her core, lifting her to the precipice of her release. Vanessa gloried in the shudders racking Ella's gorgeous body, and the sight of John's cock pumping in her mouth, his strong hands kneading her soft flesh. Nothing could have surprised Vanessa more than the overwhelming beauty of her lovers so intimately engaged. It surpassed all of her wildest fantasies. John caught her eye, his own hooded in pleasure, and blew her a kiss. Wrinkling her nose in delight, she blew one back. Suddenly, Ella emitted a growl, sounding more like a feral creature than the polite and highly educated woman that she was,
and Vanessa watched in wide-eyed wonder as John, no doubt stimulated by the vibration of Ella's lips against the sensitive tip of his penis, threw back his head and groaned, his shoulders flexing and the muscles along his abdomen undulating with the control he exerted to stop from plunging balls deep into Ella's throat. Vanessa swallowed, salivating with a desire to taste his every rippling contour. Then John brought his eyes to her face, his gaze determined. She nodded, tightening her grip on Ella's thigh as he fisted the base of his cock and grabbed a breast for leverage. They shared a wicked smile before shoving into Ella in perfect, brutal unison. John hummed in pleasure at the sound of Ella's ecstatic scream muffled by the presence of his cock. Her shudders immediately grew so violent that she would have upset the ottoman had they not been holding her, though she eventually settled to a gentler state as the height of her orgasm receded. Ella continued to writhe and moan, sucking madly at his cock while flicking and stroking it with her tongue. She was ruthless, determined to bring him quickly after her. And Vanessa, the grinning little minx, was helping by rocking the ottoman back and forth. As Ella sucked, Vanessa dragged her away, increasing the effect of that exquisite suction, so that John was nearly pulled forward against his will. Then she would slide it back, starting the whole thing over again. Naturally, this movement stimulated Ella as well, seeing as how she was still seated upon Vanessa's dildo, and that, in addition, Vanessa continued her attentions to Ella's clit and nipples. And so, Ella achieved her second blinding orgasm of the evening, just as John pulled out of her mouth to spew his cum over her stomach and breasts. Not one to miss the opportunity to bring him to further pleasure, Ella immediately raked her tongue across the base of his scrotum and nibbled his inner thigh. The unexpected stimulation catapulted him past the edge of sanity for a moment, and John jerked away as if in pain, crying out, "God! Fuck! Damn it, Ella!" This lapse in control earned him a playful snicker from Vanessa, but he recovered in time to aim the last of his jizz directly at her smirking face. Had her mouth been open, it would have been the shot of a lifetime, for it landed squarely on her pert rose lips. Surprised at his luck, John laughed, reveling in the sight of both women marked by his cum. Vanessa cocked an eyebrow at him and licked the cum from her lips as if it were chocolate, then immediately took to licking the remainder from Ella's body. Ella squirmed and hissed, while John stared as if in a trance, unable to imagine a sexier image than the one he was beholding. On reaching Ella's lips, Vanessa assailed her with a passionate kiss until Ella turned away. "No, John." "Yes," he responded. No. Ella shook her head in confusion, then turned passion-hazed eyes to Vanessa and spoke with comic urgency. "Suck, John. I want to watch." Vanessa laughed as John grabbed her by the hair, saying, "You heard the lady," and fed his half-hard penis between her lips. She laid to the task with tremendous relish, soon drawing life and blood back to the fleshy member. So, hardened by her loving ministration, John began to pump his cock within her willing orifice. Watching the scene, Ella grew abruptly annoyed at her confinement and started struggling with renewed energy against her bonds. "No, wait! Let me go! Oh, please!" Vanessa began to pull away, but John tightened his grasp in the tangle of her copper tresses. "Not going anywhere, babe. He deepened the thrust of his cock within her throat, causing her to moan in delight at the feel of being used in such a forceful manner.
Mmm, baby, that's right. Keep sucking that cock.
John kept pressure on the back of Vanessa's head, gasping and twitching occasionally as he placed his other hand upon Ella's stomach.
Easy, sweetheart. Look at me.
When she did so, he stared into her eyes and stroked her torso in a comforting manner, so that her frantic struggles gradually diminished.
I'm going to untie you, he said. And I don't want you to hurt yourself by thrashing around, okay?
Anchored by his steady hazel gaze, Ella managed to slow her labored breathing. She nodded. He gave her an approving pat, then moved to unlatch the clasps that connected her wrists and ankles. That done, he loosened the rope binding her knees. Ella sighed, flexing her newly freed legs in a supremely feline fashion, and John stroked the tender flesh beneath her ear, as if she were the kitten she resembled. She murmured a purr, nuzzling against his fingers. Then he released the belts that held her to the footstool, one across the base of her stomach, and one just below her breasts. Fully released, Ella rolled languidly to her side to watch Vanessa worship John's cock and to rest in the fresh glory of her freedom. But it was not long until she was stirred from her blissful lethargy by the erotic scene playing out before her. First, drawing delicate fingers down the length of Vanessa's spine, Ella then slipped off the ottoman, quickly remedied the impediment of the strap-on harness, and slid her head between Vanessa's glistening thighs. Vanessa moaned, tilting her hips to receive the delight of Ella's mouth upon her vulva, and Ella lavished her tongue over the swollen silken folds. Panting, Vanessa swirled her tongue around John's cock as Ella found her clit and sucked the fevered bud of flesh, slipping first one, then two fingers into Vanessa's pulsing cunt. Vanessa whimpered, rising to inevitable climax.
"Wanna come, baby?"
John asked. And she whined her urgent need, too far gone to offer words in answer.
"Not yet," he said, and abruptly pulled away to toss her over his shoulder.
He carried her to the couch, where he sat, flopping her without preamble, stomach down across his left leg. His right leg he used to clamp her lower half into place, while pressing her torso downward, so that she lay draped in an upside-down V with her ivory ass pointing toward the ceiling. Before Vanessa's passion-drugged mind fully comprehended the vulnerability of this strange new position, John slapped her ass three times in rapid succession. She yelped, struggling for freedom, but John prevented her muddled attempt with little difficulty.
"Easy now. This was your idea, remember?"
He chuckled and rubbed his hand over her faintly pinked skin.
But,
she whispered hoarsely, then found no words to complete her argument, distracted as she was by the pounding of her heart, the feel of his fingers roughly massaging her flesh, and the amazing helplessness of her situation.
"Vanessa, my lovely, vivacious vixen," John spoke in calm assurance.
"I care for you deeply, and I do not want you, or Ella." Upon saying Ella's name, John winked at her, where she lay frozen on the floor, and she curled to a seated position, a coy smile playing across her lips, as he continued. "I do not want you or Ella to get hurt due to you recklessly rushing into your next thrill-seeking adventure. You need to think before you act, love."
Vanessa whimpered. I know. I'm sorry.
John slipped a hand between her legs. Pleased to find her sopping wet, he proceeded to fuck her with his fingers while pressing his thumb against her puckered anus. She gasped. You like that? You want more? She moaned her assent, grinding against him. But first, he withdrew his touch so that she whined in frustration. I want to give you 10 more licks, he said, as a reminder to be more careful in the future. Would you bear that for me? On voicing the question, John once again slid fingers through her wetness to make her squirm, but Vanessa merely crooned her pleasure. Vanessa, I asked you a question. Again, he withheld his touch from her, and she wailed, John! He laughed, unmoving. 10 licks. I need an answer, or else I might just have to raise the price. What? She squealed.
No. I mean, yes. 10. Just 10. Please, give me 10.
Please? John murmured with a smile. That makes me very happy. In proof, he resumed the stroking of her cunt, hoping that by the heightening of her arousal, she might take some pleasure in her spanking. Ella, would you like to hold her hands to give support? He asked. Immediately, she nodded her response, but somehow loath to the idea of rising to her feet, Ella crawled across the floor on hands and knees to kneel at John's side. He blinked, shaking his head at the sight of her, and, moved by a burst of tender affection, drew the back of his hand down the side of her face. As before, she nuzzled her cheek against him like a purring kitten. Then she gathered Vanessa's hands into her own. Overwhelmed for a moment, John paused to consider the wonder of his present situation. Vanessa writhed in ecstasy within his grasp. Ella waited quietly and patiently for him to continue. A fiery vixen in his lap, and a sensual kitten at his side. A man could easily grow accustomed to such treatment. He fervently wished for additional opportunities in his future, but for now, he turned his attention back to the pleasure at hand. Withdrawing his hand from between Vanessa's legs, he wiped the juices of her sex over her beautiful skin. She whimpered, shuddering with a mixture of pleasure and anxious anticipation. The movement jiggled her ass, and John squeezed the tempting flesh. I'm not going to go easy on you, love. 10 isn't a very high number, after all. And this is a punishment. One you literally asked for. I want you to count the licks for me, okay?
Yes, Vanessa answered breathlessly, trembling from the torturous weight.
Very well, he said, then applied his hand to her ass with a resounding smack.
Ah! She yelped, gasping for breath, and hurriedly corrected herself by shouting, one.
It's okay to cry out, babe. Just keep the count.
Okay, she nodded, breathing heavily. 2, 3, Vanessa counted, her voice growing progressively labored. Ella squeezed her hands in encouragement, while John, pausing only long enough for her to count, continued spanking, alternating cheeks until both were glowing red.
9, Vanessa shouted her second to last count.
John stopped, resting his palm against the reddened, fevered flesh, massaging it gently for a second, then drew back for his last
most stringent slap as yet. The force of the blow brought tears to Vanessa's eyes, and she screeched, coughing hysterically, before she managed to gather the air to say, "Ten!" Her body went limp. Her mind felt strangely calm, as if the spanking had washed it clean, so that all that remained was peaceful clarity. John ran a hand down the length of her back. "All done now," he murmured. "You did wonderful, babe. Beautiful. Just beautiful." She sighed in happy wonder, buoyed by his approval, feeling triumphant and luxuriously cosseted by the touch of his gentle hands. "You are amazing," said Ella, kissing the tips of Vanessa's fingers. "Yes, she was," John agreed. "In fact, I believe a reward is in order." With this, he gathered Vanessa from his lap and, lifting her carefully, arranged her facing up with her hips propped across the arm of the couch. Then he knelt between her legs and rubbed his lips into the small triangle of curly russet hair on her mound. Moving lower, he kissed the soft crease where her leg met the outer edge of her vulva. Lower still, he nipped the curve of her buttocks, and she hissed, arching her back as he brought his mouth directly over her clit. His hot breath feathered over the sensitive bud in promise of greater pleasure, but he pulled away, choosing instead to draw his tongue up one side of her outer lips, then down the other side. Continuing this course, John drew circles around her vagina and clit, growing ever closer, while never offering either penetration or direct stimulus to that pebbled center of her desire. Vanessa whimpered and tried to squirm her way to greater stimulation, but he held her firmly, determined to complete the agonizing spiral in his own time. Meanwhile, Ella joined in the fun of Vanessa's torturous reward by kneeling and leaning over the edge of the couch in order to ply her flesh with avid licks, bites, and kisses. Taking her lover's mouth, Ella would devour her lips with savage pleasure, then drift away to nibble her neck or glide her tongue over heaving breasts. Vanessa's moans of pleasure soon grew to demanding snarls as she grew desperate for relief. John smiled and finally allowed his tongue to sweep over her swollen clit. She squealed, begging, delirious and fearful that he might remove the much-desired stimulus. But he did not. Rather, he improved upon it by entering her with his finger. She hummed, her eyes rolling back into her head. John continued bringing Vanessa to the edge of her orgasm, so captured by her scent and the taste of silky, slick pussy lips against his tongue, he didn't notice Ella had moved until she wrapped her hand around his cock. He groaned pleasurably and, lapsing in his attention for a moment, grinned at her. Thank you, sweetheart. She giggled, blushing prettily at the fire in his eyes. John then applied himself to Vanessa with increased vigor, while Ella teased his scrotum and stroked his cock into a state that would rival the most outrageous of marble statues. At last, pleased with her work, Ella moved away to enjoy the spectacle of John plunging into Vanessa's dripping, wet pussy.
"I'm gonna give it how you like it, baby," he growled,
and started fucking her in wild abandon. Viciously gripping her hips, he aimed his thrusts to hit her G-spot. Within seconds, she was howling, her torso thrashing uncontrollably as the evidence of her climax gushed from her depths. John slowed his pace, but maintained his depth and angle, sliding a hand over her mound. He sought to stroke her clit. About the time John was finding that swollen bud of flesh, Ella, having tired of playing the role of spectator, knelt at Vanessa's head, taking care to not tread upon the flaming hair that puddled about her lovely flushed face. So positioned, Ella bent, wrapped her arms around the other woman's torso, and brought her lips to a rose-colored nipple. This posture caused her own ample breasts to drape into Vanessa's face, and Vanessa excitedly availed herself of the opportunity. Throwing her arms around Ella's petite frame, she sucked a good portion of the proffered flesh into her mouth. So the women continued their loving embrace, Vanessa filling her mouth with Ella's velvet breast, while John filled her other end with his thick and hard cock. He played upon her clit, and Ella played upon her breast, until together they brought her to another gushing release. Drawing a shaky breath, John pulled from the heat of Vanessa's pussy, which quivered yet with the aftershocks of her explosive release. She had nearly finished him with the intensity of her spasms, and he was determined to have Ella before he spent himself in a second orgasm. Vanessa shuddered as, drunken with her afterglow, she muttered something incoherent, and Ella nuzzled against her one last time before lifting to offer John a smile. She froze, her breath catching in her throat until her chest burned from lack of oxygen, and spurred by the most basic form of self-preservation, she once again drew air into her starving lungs. Ella trembled, staring wide-eyed at John as he raked his hungry eyes over the splendor of her soft, curvaceous body. His intent was clear, yet he merely looked at her, quiet and unmoving, for so long that she thought she might die from the agony of waiting. She might have gone to him, but she did not wish to. She wanted him to take her. Finally, he moved, but it was not to touch Ella. It was to stroke his hands down Vanessa's legs. Grasping them, he gently tucked them against the dozing redhead's torso, curling her body into a fetal-like position. She shivered, and he took a blanket from the back of the couch, spreading it so she lay nestled in its warmth. With her comfort so addressed, he bent, as though to kiss her, only speaking whispered words into her ear. She stirred ever so slightly and murmured something in return. Then he gave a soft chuckle, pressing a kiss to her cheek. Ella was beginning to think she had misread the way John had looked at her, that they were now finished. Perhaps Vanessa had changed her mind, or John had, or perhaps he never really wanted Ella in the first place. So she was surprised when he left Vanessa's side with urgent purpose. Taking hold of her, he lifted her, forcing her back against the couch, and startled by the suddenness of his advance, Ella gasped a little squeak. He held her there, trapped, invading her space without touching her, excepting with the hands that gripped her upper arms. He was inches away, so close that the heat of his body warmed her skin, his mouth so near his breath stirred the hair about her face. Then his lips curved in a crooked half-smile,
while his eyes roamed over her face, searching her expression. He lifted his eyebrows in question, and she nodded an emphatic answer, an impatient whimper sounding from the back of her throat. His smile broadened to a confident grin as he pressed himself to her, fisting a handful of her glossy raven hair he claimed her mouth. Ella moaned, sucking his tongue into her mouth, thrilled by the length of his erection hard and enticing against her stomach. He shifted her body higher and, keeping her there by the sheer force of his body pressed against her, John slipped his arms between her thighs and spread her wide. With her legs draped across his arms, he quickly renewed his grip upon the upper of her arms, so she was shackled in place by his grasp. Then, tilting his hips to bring the head of his cock to her entrance, he gazed deeply into her eyes, felt the pounding of her heart against his chest, and slowly pressed into her sizzling, cushioned heat. She sighed, her eyes going out of focus, her eyelids fluttering shut as he began to piston himself within her. He filled her with exquisite inch by inch. He filled her. Then gradually he slid out until nothing but the very head of his shaft remained. In he slipped again in a similarly languid fashion, then out, then in, settling into a mind-numbingly luxurious rhythm. And all the while he kissed her on her trembling lips or along her neck and shoulders. As the two were so engaged, Vanessa sleepily watched them from her happy little nest. But soon, a rousing light glinted in her eyes. Awakened, she slid from the couch with a mischievous grin and crept across the room to retrieve her discarded strap-on. After donning the penile prosthetic, she crawled onto the couch beside her lovers where, wrapping an arm around the neck of each, she won their attention. Eagerly, they welcomed her to join in their kissing. Three tongues, three pairs of lips, and one delicious tangle. Then Vanessa pulled away, and, resting her chin on John's shoulder, she whispered, "Want to make an Ella sandwich?" She rubbed the dong against his leg and he chuckled huskily, groaning in affirmation. Gathering Ella into his arms, he murmured, "Come on, sweetheart." Then turned around, holding her straddled on his hips, and sat facing outward at the edge of the seat, with his knees bent and feet planted on the floor, relaxing his upper body to recline against the cushions of the couch. For a moment, Ella simply laid her cheek against him, letting out a happy little sigh. Then, splaying her fingers over his chest, she pushed herself upright and proceeded to ride his cock, her hair spilling about her face in a cascade of glistening obsidian. It was then that Vanessa, who had slipped away to find lubrication for the dildo, announced her return by surprising Ella from behind with a less than subtle bite on the neck. Ella squealed at the unexpected assault, as her torso jerked, curving backward in a reflexively desirous attempt to achieve greater contact with Vanessa's body. Vanessa did not deny her the pleasure. Rather, pressing herself full against Ella's back, she reached around for a handful of breasts while nibbling more upon her neck. Then she shoved her roughly forward. Ella fell on John's chest, and his arms, like iron bands, entrapped her. As she quivered at the feel of Vanessa's slender fingers slathering a generous amount of lubrication over and around her anus, her breath
grew shallow.
John pumped his wonderful thickness in her steaming hot pussy, thrilling her, even as her head swam in anticipation of a greater fullness still. Then Vanessa climbed astride John's legs, carefully nudging the shaft at Ella's twitching little hole, and applied steady pressure until the ring of muscles relaxed to offer entrance. Ella whimpered at the initial tightness. Rubbing her back in comfort, John stilled himself, inserted to the hilt, while Vanessa gradually pumped deeper and deeper, stuffing Ella to a blinding fullness. She moaned, the fill of it changing to pleasure, and worked her hips to improve the extravagant sensation. John began to fuck her cunt as Vanessa delved into her. "Oh, yes," cried Ella, delirious with arousal. "Harder, fuck me." Vanessa gripped Ella by the shoulders and worked to drive her deeper into ecstasy, and John held her hips, ramming into her with all the power he could muster. So she was buffeted between them, each pressing her more fully upon the other's shaft, until she gave a final, guttural cry of release. Spasms overtook her body, convulsing with such incredible persistence about the length of John's cock that he gave two great thrusts and followed her to climax, emitting a raging yell like a barbarian rushing into battle. Vanessa smiled, and watching as their shudders lessened, listening to the gradual slowing of their breath, her heart swelled to bursting with affection for her two lovers. Gently, she withdrew from Ella, inciting a fresh bout of post-orgasmic twitches. Then, shimmying off John's legs, she stood to remove the harness, tossing it to the floor as John sluggishly endeavored to shift a thoroughly sated Ella and drag the both of them fully onto the couch. Wedging himself deep into the cushions with Ella draped, half asleep on top of him, John patted the open strip of cushion at his side, inviting Vanessa to join them. She did, nestling close against his chest. "Thank you, love," he murmured, kissing the top of her head and pulling her closer still. She giggled, soft and sultry. "Thank you."
"Thank you both,"
Ella murmured groggily. Laughing, John and Vanessa embraced her, then met one another's gazes, exchanging grins, and in a moment, a deeper understanding. "How long?" Vanessa whispered, glancing at the dozing Ella before bringing her eyes back to John's. John swallowed and broke eye contact, tightening his hold about her waist. He should have expected this. Vanessa could become startlingly still and observant in the wake of her wild adventures. "A long time," he said at last. Then he met her eyes. "I tried to kick it, but I couldn't. I never would have." "I know, John," said Vanessa. "I know you aren't that guy." She bit her lip, grinning amusedly. "Here you are feeling guilty when I was the one screwing around." He gave a husky laugh. "Well, I guess it's different this way. She obviously has things I'll never have."
"I've been with Ella a long time," Vanessa said, then paused, smoothing a hand over his chest. "Long before I met you. So I talked with her about you early on. But I never found a way to tell you. I love her, John. But I love you, too." This, she clutched at the two of them. This is what I want. I didn't fully realize it until just now. I don't know how this works, but I want you both, completely, and together. Really? Ella suddenly whispered with a sniffle. Hey, said Vanessa. She turned Ella's tear-streaked face to look at her. Why are you crying? Because I... She met Vanessa's eyes, then glanced fleetingly at John's and hid her blushing face against his chest to confess, That's what I want, too. Are you sure? She whispered, peeking at Vanessa. More sure than ever, Vanessa smiled and sweetly kissed her. What do you think, John? She bit his ear to snap him from his dazed state. Ah! He exclaimed, blinking rapidly, and met their eyes in turn.
I think I'm in shock, he said at last in an inflection that so proved his words it earned some quiet snickers.
Yet their eyes were warm as they looked at him, so he continued unembarrassed.
I mean, I've fantasized about the two of you. A lot. It's like I'm in a porno, only better, because it's you.
With this confession, John finally blushed. Confronted, or more accurately enveloped, by two naked women, he had started babbling, well, the truth. Was that anything to be embarrassed over? These weren't random naked women. This was Vanessa and Ella. It really wasn't just about the sex. This was Vanessa and Ella. He wanted them. How had Vanessa put it? Completely. And together. Yes. That was how he felt. Only before tonight, he had never allowed himself to accept it. He had pushed his feelings away out of guilt, wondering what the hell was wrong with him. And now, they waited, watching him. Green eyes and blue, hopeful and expectant. John grinned, shaking his head with a chuckle. This is one hell of a fucking crazy date night. I'm in. All in.